from the Star Rental Sports Desk, your Sports Radio KJR 950 AM and 93.3 FM Sports Headlines.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. Happy Wednesday. Headlines on Softy and Dick on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM and 950 AM. Brought to you by your friends at Buddy's Goodies and Glass. It's always 420 at Buddy's, baby.
I like Jerry's plan. Let's just get mental relievers. Mental relievers, that's going to win the championship.
News in the NFL. Ian Rappaport, who's with Ian every week, reporting there is mutual interest from the Rams and Bobby Wagner in getting a deal done in Los Angeles. Bobby apparently visiting the Rams this week.
Another massive trade in the NFL today. Chiefs sending Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins for a first, a second, a fourth in 2022, a fourth and a sixth in 2023, and Miami's given him $120 million over 4 years.
Mariners acquiring reliever Sergio Romo through free agency. Spent last year with the A's. He's 39 years old. 4.67 ERA and 66 appearances last year. But between May and the end of August, in 42 and a third innings, a 1.91 ERA and a 4.78 OPS against out of the bullpen.
Less than 2 months after winning the Australian Open, world number one Ashley Barty has retired from the sport of tennis at the age of 25.
And Kraken winning 4-2 in Arizona last night. Two goals by Carson Soucy. They are at the Kings on Saturday, 7:30 faceoff, and then again at the Kings on Monday, also a 7:30 faceoff right here on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM. Petros Papadakis joining us in a matter of minutes. Our buddy Ken Rosenthal tweeting out today that both Sean Manaea and Frankie Montas, starting pitchers for the A's, could both be available. And I think that that is exactly the kind of deal that the M's should be involved in. I mean, they've got the financial capital. They have the prospect capital to be involved in a conversation like that. Both the guys are under arbitration. I think Montas has 2 years left until free agency. Manaea has 1 year left until free agency. Did Jerry Dipoto not go on this radio station with Chuck and Buck like a week ago and talk about wanting a mid to frontline starter?
Yes.
Aren't Freddie Montas and Sean Manaea mid to frontline starters? Isn't that exactly what you need right now? And if the answer is yes, then why are people so afraid to go out and pull the damn trigger on a player like that? I don't get it. And I told Kevin and Ian today I was stuck in some kind of mental purgatory between crying and wanting to vomit after seeing all these fans go on social media say, you know what? Why don't you just blow the whole thing up? Just trade everybody. Just get rid of them all. Nobody's saying that. You have a huge pile of prospects, a huge pile. You ever see When the Grinch Stole Christmas, by the way?
Yeah.
Remember the big pile of presents that he had?
Yeah.
We're talking about taking a present or two from the pile and sending it to the A's for a guy like Sean Manaea. What is wrong with you people? I don't get it.
They fall in love, and this idea of what the prospect could be, it's the same thing we talk about. Everyone gets excited about the backup quarterback. When you're frustrated with what the quarterback is doing, the one that you don't know, that's going to be the one that's going to be great.
Yes,
because you don't know for sure if they're going to be good or bad yet, so you assume the best.
Guess what? The odds are 65 to 70%, if not even more of them, become bums and never make the major league roster, and their trade value may never be as high as it is right now. And again, I'm not talking about emptying the coffers for one guy. You just gave up a top 100 guy 2 weeks ago for Winker and Suarez. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I guess I don't understand why the criticism of them not willing to do that. I mean, one, they just did it 2 weeks ago,
exactly.
So they obviously have no problem doing it. Are people saying that they're not, that they're criticizing them for not willing to being willing to do
I'm
it?
I'm hearing from people, and this is probably my own damn problem, to be totally honest
with
you. Okay, and you're nodding your head, I'm putting way too much stock in the lunatic fringe minority that I see on social media. No, we can't do that. We can't do that. We got to hold on to all these guys. All you want to do is sell everything and give up every prospect we have. That's not even remotely close to the truth at all. So why am I letting it bother me? I don't know. I just think we're at a point in time now where you have to understand if you cannot be involved in those types of trade talks, then why do you have all this financial flexibility and why do you have this gigantic pile of prospects if you're not willing to engage with a team like the A's for players like that?
Well, I like going after both of these guys because there's upside with both of them, and yet neither one of them have the consistency year to year that you would have to give up a big-time guy. I mean, Montas last year was his first complete season. He started 32 games last year, had an amazing 3.37 ERA, but for the rest of his career, he's been a plus four ERA pitcher and has not pitched complete seasons. Same thing with Montas. Mm-hmm. Montas had his first 30 plus start year last year and had a 3.91 ERA. So these are middle of the rotation guys that you could probably get for like a B level prospect.
Yeah, you know who else took a while to get going? Robbie Ray, the guy you just signed, by the way, to Cy Young from last year.
I love the idea.
All right, Petros Papadakis, courtesy of SweetJames.com. Let's do it.
It's time for our weekly conversation with college football analyst Petros Papadakis.
Not that I'm a smart guy, I'm stupid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys.
41 yards.
If you're hurt in an accident, call Sweet James right away at 800-500-5200. Sweet James will be sweet to you, but tough on insurance companies that will bully you.
Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Ushalom.
And now, with Petros, here's Dave Softy Mueller.
Losers.
You know, I know we often say things like the segment that everybody has been waiting for every Wednesday at 4:05, and I don't know if that is necessarily the case, but I will say this for certain, that there is somebody somewhere out there that's been looking forward to this at 4:05 every Wednesday, a chance to talk to, really, let's face it, a sports talk radio legend in Southern California. One half of the Petros and Money Show, our friend Petros Papadakis, brought to you by
Sweet James Bergener, the dense beard of justice, the one and only personal injury attorney you need if you've ever been in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, a scooter accident. Pete Carroll runs into you with his giant chin on his beach cruiser in Manhattan Beach, California. You got to call Sweet James. 800-500-5200. Awarded Best Attorneys in America. 800-500-5200. SweetJames.com. SweetJames.com. Let the dense beard of justice take care of you. How's it going, Softy?
Did you happen to catch our conversation with Pete Carroll?
I feel sorry for you, Frosty.
On yesterday's program.
Just that part right there.
I feel sorry for you, Frosty.
I'm sure it was a scintillating conversation talking about getting this thing going again and the people of Seattle and the 12s and a lot of fast talking and finger snapping and Frosty. But
I feel sorry for you, Frosty.
But no, I did not hear it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the support.
I'm sure it was awesome, though.
Well, you know, it was revealing. Talked a lot about, you know, Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf, and he's got a concern about the tackle spot right now. And I asked him how much longer he wants to do this for.
I feel sorry for you, Frosty.
He said he's going to outlast me in Seattle. What do you think happens first? I'm off the air, or Pete Carroll's off the sideline?
The latter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about sports talk radio. You see a lot of guys hired and fired if your show is halfway decent, right?
And where do I qualify?
I mean, if your show's really good, then you're on for decades and you outlast everybody and you kind of shrug your shoulders when some young guy comes in all cocky because you're like, yeah, all right, buddy. I know what happens to you.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, man. He's obviously a very positive guy, and it was not surprising to hear him take that tact yesterday. And
I don't care. Well, I'm like Tommy Lee Jones, you know, in The Fugitive. I don't care.
Yeah. You don't care about what?
Anything going on up there about that? Like, I don't care what kind of BS he's shoveling in the offseason.
Oh,
I mean, look, they go and they beat the Rams and start challenging people with whoever's quarterback, Drew Locke, the rapping white guy with the big arm. Then, okay, great. But I don't want to hear the BS shoveling in the offseason from Pete Carroll, for God's sakes.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot of it for sure. And you take the bad with the good. And I guess there's been a lot of good for Seahawks fans. And, you know, maybe the bad is that every now and then you got to put up with some of that, you know, eye roll, you know, cringeworthy stuff. And you did it with Russell Wilson, and you're doing it now with Pete Carroll. But, you know, hasn't that approach kind of served him well over the years, that uber-duber positivity?
I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't have to be in. Do I have to be excited about it, though?
No, you don't.
I have to call, do I have to make a thing out of it? I'm glad you had Pete Carroll on. I did not hear the interview. I got a kick out of the fact he called you Frosty.
Uh-huh.
I have an announcement to make if you're ready to move on.
Yes.
I feel sorry for you, Frosty.
We are now ready to move on. Go ahead.
On Monday night, for some reason, on Bally Sports down here, which is the Kings carrier, I will be doing a dual alternative broadcast of the Los Angeles Kings versus the Kraken.
Why?
Yeah, baby. I know less about hockey than I know about cricket. I mean, I know nothing. And they have me wearing goalie knee pads and an alternate sight and sitting with Derek Armstrong, who was a great hockey player in his time for the Kings. Army, a fun guy from Saskatchewan, and we are going to do an alternative broadcast of the hockey game.
Okay, so wait a minute.
Suck the Kraken's tentacle.
Which night is this again?
On Monday.
Monday night, okay.
A week from...
Yeah.
Wait, no, this Monday.
This coming Monday is in five days from now. Okay,
yeah, in five days.
Right, so they've got the Kraken have...
Suck the Kraken's tentacle.
Back-to-back games with the Kings. They play Saturday night, and then they play again Monday. So in preparation for your, what is it called, alternative broadcast?
Yeah, whatever they call that.
On Monday night, you could watch the game on Saturday. You could study the game on Saturday, and then
I'm
be
I'm going to record it prepared. Because I have to go to the Lutheran School Gala. Mm. We have a table.
Mm-hmm. How much did you pay for that?
My father, I think, did.
Okay.
I tricked it off on Dad.
Is this one of those $2,500 for a table for eight type thing?
I guess, yeah. But if you know, if he wants to have his big face, you know, he likes to be more celebrated than me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
But if somebody wants me to show up, they can buy the table.
Right, right.
I mean, I feel bad because my dad sent me a text here. I'm going to read you the exchange.
Okay. Okay.
It shows you just, if you ever wondered if I was an asshole, this really.
Wait, I don't think anybody is really wondering about that, pal. There's no mystery there.
Yeah, this is the clincher. Hey. Okay, are you ready? This is a... It's some text that he doesn't even bother like sending me anything. He just forwards a text that somebody sent me.
Okay.
Hi, hope all is well. April 10th, L.A. Giltini pro rugby team plays in the Coliseum. Halftime, USC plays UCLA in a 7-on-7 rugby match. You folks interested? Mike would like your representatives from the Giltinis to speak at the South Bay Athletic Club. They're interested. John told me they would love Petros to attend. Big fans of his show. Let me know ASAP. Thank you, John. Can I have Petros's contact or Petros contact me to know how the Giltinis management can reach him? The Giltinis is a local rugby.
I was
going to
say,
team.
What the hell is that, man?
It's named after a drink.
Some kind of secret Greek society you got going on down there?
No, it's like the local. So my response to my father is, not for me.
Uh-huh.
He writes, okay. And I wrote, this time of year, I try to be home on weekends. And then he writes, but how about if you and I and Fletcher and a buddy of his went? That's how he talks.
I was going to say, your dad sounds like Mongo from Blazing Saddles.
You should have him on. It says,
Alex,
but how about if you and I and Fletcher, that's my son, and a buddy of his went? Maybe the buddy's dad, too. Think about it.
I got to have your dad on this show.
And I wrote, I'm not into it.
Oh.
And he wrote, okay. And then I had to write, because I felt bad about myself, and then I felt even worse after I added this part. Unless I'm being paid, I don't want to go be a sports personality for someone for free.
And he should know that.
But isn't it? I mean, isn't it? That's what it comes down to, right? Like, I don't want to. I'm that bad of a guy.
It's for the kids. You're helping out with your time. You know, you could.
What kids? It's a professional rugby team.
Well, yeah, but isn't it for the.
My son needs to watch a bunch of guys from New Zealand and Australia sniff each other's. Like, why does he have? Like, don't we have other things?
Jeez.
Unfortunate that we had that on our air live. That is disgusting.
I mean, come on.
I do want to go back to you doing the Kraken game on Monday.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the Kraken?
No, but I'm going to watch that game on Saturday,
though. Can you name one player on the Kraken roster?
Well, they have Poseidon Jones.
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, Poseidon Jones swings that trident.
That's actually the name of their mascot.
Yeah.
Poseidon Jones.
Neptune McGrugle.
Neptune McGrugle can skate, man. He is a master on the power play. Don't you be dissing Neptune McGrugle. We're going to get some audio. What channel is this on? How do we find it online if we want to watch online?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's on one of the it used to be Fox Sports West or Prime Ticket. Jerry Buss actually used to own those.
Oh, stations. Really?
Yeah, it used to be called Prime Ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it became Fox Sports and Fox Sports it became Fox Sports West. Then they started Fox Sports West 2 because they started running the Dodgers every night on cable TV, which was an innovation back then. And then one of them became Prime Ticket, and now the whole company got chipped off to Sinclair.
Yeah.
You know, that little dinosaur that pumps gas for $7 a gallon. And Sinclair sold the naming rights to the casino Bally's.
Yeah.
So now it's called Bally Sports West and Bally Sports West 2 or something. I don't know.
Let us know, and we will spread the word, because getting...
I thought it was just going to be available on the web, but they're putting it on TV, which I'm against.
Yeah. Getting you on the Kraken, on a Kraken broadcast, is going to be very enjoyable for a lot of people. What's the name of the guy, Neptune McGrew? Is that his name?
Neptune McGrugle.
Neptune McGrugle. That's know right. Sorry.
Know your local team.
Are you?
Of course, the coach, Captain Nemo.
Yes,
he does a great job with the guys. I mean, you know, brand new franchise, and he's already created a really undersea identity.
Suck the Kraken's tentacle.
I want you to work that into the broadcast on Monday.
What?
Suck the Kraken's tentacle.
Work that in.
You know, I would, but I might get in trouble
for
that.
That's your challenge in the broadcast.
You know why? Because there's like a whole tentacle sex subgenre of porn.
How would you know that?
Well, I'm sure a lot of your audience knows that. You should do a poll. Ask Dick.
A tentacle
if he's
subgenre?
Into hentai, if he's into hentai tentacle sex. Yeah, baby. Put that up on your Twitter there.
Petros.
Not, hey, is Pete Carroll going to outlast me?
I feel sorry for you, Frosty.
Oh, Frosty. Oh, hey. Oh, I'm going to outlast everybody. I'm still going to boogie. Pete Carroll. Hey, everybody.
How could you know what I was assuming? I'm softy.
Oh, that was when you were drunk the other night talking about Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah. How about that, man? God, Browns fans are angry about that. You talk about that on your little program down there?
No, I don't care.
Now, what do you talk about on your program down there?
Well, you know what I want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
Firewalk with Me. The 90s Twin Peaks movie where Laura Palmer gets killed. It's just awful to watch her die.
Well, bring it up.
Oh, I'm writing it right now.
Well, bring it up.
It's very uncomfortable.
Did you fill a bracket out for the tournament?
I'm going to give you a guess.
No!
No. No. I'm that bad of a guy. I really am.
You don't care.
No!
You fired up for UCLA?
No!
Marginally.
Is that
but I'm worried about making a fool out of myself on the hockey broadcast.
Oh,
but
think,
the thing is they're setting me up to be a fool.
I think that's what everybody wants. I think that's what you want, though. Don't you?
I don't know what
I mean, you're always one for a little self-deprecation. I mean, why not?
Well, you know what?
I'm going to go on there and offer some real actual hockey insight that somebody walks away and they feel, you know what? I heard Petros on the Kraken Kings broadcast and really learned a lot about the game.
Yeah, I will leave you with a quote from a great Greek philosopher named Epictetus.
Yeah, go for it. Epictetus?
Epictetus.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Epictetus is a real guy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He who laughs at himself never runs out of things to laugh at.
That's a great, great motto to follow through life.
Let Epictetus be your guide.
Petros Papadakis.
And you know what else? He had an Epictetus, if you know what I'm saying.
Enjoy the Kraken Kings game on Monday, and we'll grab some audio. We can discuss it next week, and we can grade your performance. Have fun.
Well,
enjoy.
I'm going to get all cracked out.
Enjoy it, though, man. All right? And again, your number one job in the broadcast on Monday is to sneak in a little...
Suck the Kraken's tentacle.
That's all we need from you. All right, pal?
I'll make a tentacle call.
All right. Great stuff. We'll talk in a week. Enjoy the game. Enjoy okay. the enjoy the rugby Lutheran thing, fundraiser, whatever.
All right. Knock the frost off.
Saturday. See you, man.
Suck the Kraken's tentacle.
Petros Papadakis. We'll get a break. We got a lot more to get to on a busy Wednesday, including Corey Brock, who's down in Peoria. Our buddy Seren Petros in Kansas City after the Chiefs gave...
Who?
Seren. Seren Petro.
What?
Seren Petro.
How do you spell the last name?
J-K-L, the number 7, P-E-T-R-O. What the hell do you think? Petro, man. Petro. Like Petros, but with no S, dummy.
Who's that?
He's a broadcaster in Kansas City.
Hell does he think he is walking around like that?
Does a radio show. He's a big-time star.
Oh, is he for real?
He's going to be on with us at 6 o'clock because the Chiefs sent Tyreek Hill to Miami today.
Tell him to keep my...
Suck the Kraken's tentacle.
That's all
Tell
coming
that
up.
Too.
Coming up on a busy Wednesday on Sports Radio KJR 93.3 FM. All right, hanging out till 7 o'clock tonight.
Yep. We'll do it live.
Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, those two dorks on FSR. They'll be on at 7 o'clock this evening. We got Sweet 16 basketball, baby, starting tomorrow,
Can't
4
wait.
O'clock, Zogs versus Hogs right here on Sports Radio KJR 93.3 FM.
I know I'm weird, but this is my favorite. This is my favorite 2 weeks of the sports calendar.
Why would they make you weird? A lot of people agree with that.
Well, I think most people probably would think that sometime between September and January would be the two best weeks in the sports calendar. But you're giving me Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, and the Masters all within 2.5 weeks.
My
God.
Does it bother you, though, that this is the official home of Arkansas basketball?
Well,
I can't hear you. What? I'm sorry.
It will bother me. It will bother me when it becomes.
I'm sorry. I really shouldn't do that. I should be professional.
You shouldn't do what?
Yeah. What?
Huh?
Go ahead.
It'll bother me. I quit. I'm out of here.
All right. Enough. That's enough. Kevin, knock it off. Stop doing
Sorry,
that.
When you become the official home of Duke basketball, that's going to worry me because Arkansas does not put the fear of God in me. Duke will put the fear
of God here's the thing. I mean, really, for me, and you know, for God's sakes, with these chairs, really? I mean, can we do something about these things? Because the Huskies are typically, you know, they have not been in the tournament, as you know.
Yes. Long time.
Well, it was 3 years ago was the last time, which seems like forever
ago. Like a decade,
it
man.
It seems like forever ago they were in the tournament. I don't even remember who they played, honestly. Was it Utah State?
It was Utah State.
Who did they lose to? Who did Hop and the guys lose to? Maybe it was Utah State.
We beat Utah State.
Who'd they lose to?
With Nemus Keita. Remember the big 7-footer?
No, I don't.
Nemus Keita.
It's like, you ever see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest when Jack Nicholson got the lobotomy in the hospital at the end of the movie? Kevin loves it when I do this. You've seen that movie, right?
That's a long time ago.
Have you seen One Flew Over? You have not seen it. You're a liar.
I have seen it.
You're a freaking liar, all right? So anyway, when he got the lobotomy, I feel like somebody snuck up to me at some point in the last 3 years and gave me a lobotomy, and the part of my brain that remembers the Huskies in the tournament has been taken out. I don't even remember who they lost.
Was it 2018 the last time we were in, or 2017?
I think it was 2018. Was 17-18. So 18, 19, 19, 20. Maybe it was 2018. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I know they beat Utah State. I don't remember who they lost.
The point is, it's been so freaking long, I forgot. Anyway, Colin Kaepernick was over at UW. Speaking of UW, he was at the Dempsey Indoor Facility today. How many Husky fans are pissed off about that? You get that guy out of my freaking facility. Get him off campus. Colin Kaepernick was throwing routes, throwing BBs to Aaron Fuller, and our buddy Alan Reed, who's a longtime photographer for King 5 News, went out there and got some audio. So if you want to hear what Colin Kaepernick has to say about his current situation, here you go.
Been getting positive responses. You know, trainers that we've seen, organizations that my agent has talked to, that look good. My arm's still alive. still ready to go. So, again, more than anything, we're just looking for that opportunity to come in, get some work in, and show them what I can do. And, you know, more than anything is we want that opportunity to showcase where I'm at and let decisions be made from there.
Okay, so that's Kaepernick talking about the responses to the videos and the workouts he's been putting on Twitter, things like that. What about contact with the Seahawks?
Not yet. Still waiting for that chance.
Still hopeful?
Still hopeful. So, you know, there's been a lot of conversation around it. Again, we've had conversations with Pete and John previously. As Pete mentioned, we've spoken recently and still hoping that door is open and get a chance to walk through it.
By the way, it was North Carolina.
The one seed.
They got drilled by North Carolina.
And that's why I forgot all about it. It was like a 22-point loss.
Does it show you what I think about the idea of the Hawks signing Colin Kaepernick, that as we were playing that audio...
We were looking up Washington, North Carolina.
Looking up the last time the Huskies were in the NCAA tournament. I mean, I think it's... Look, it's interesting for me to hear from the guy because we haven't heard the guy's voice in a long time. He doesn't talk very often at all, but I think it's... like I tell you the same thing I told you last week. It's a huge nothing burger.
I love getting to the bottom of unknowns. I think Drew Locke is an unknown, so that intrigues me. I think Colin Kaepernick's still an unknown. That intrigues me. Baker Mayfield, I think, is a complete known. Known commodity, and that's why he doesn't intrigue me at all, because I know where the upside is.
It doesn't intrigue you for the
Seahawks.
Price that he could command, like, in compensation, or he doesn't intrigue you, like, at all? Like, if the Browns said, you know what, we got Watson, we got to get rid of this guy, just... take him for a seventh rounder and we'll pay half his salary. You wouldn't take him then?
I don't, because
I would take him then.
Well, yeah, but is he... the point is, Drew Locke, on a scale of 1 to 10, Drew Locke could be a 2.
Mm-hmm.
He could also be a 7 or an 8.
Yeah, or he could be a negative 500.
Where, that's right. But you're never going to know unless he gets the opportunity. Whereas Baker Mayfield is a 5 or a 6, and you know he's going to be a 5 or a 6. And I kind of like the upside potential of maybe getting a 7 or an 8 out of a Drew Locke versus the known 5 or 6 out of the Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I think it's very, 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 did I say very? Unlikely that Drew Locke becomes a 7 or an 8.
Of course.
Very unlikely.
But we're never going to know unless we let him start.
Right. Well, I mean, you could say that about anybody in the NFL, right? I mean, you know, what if, give me a name of a young quarterback in the NFL right now, you know, a Taylor Heineke, whatever.
Well, but Drew Locke was a high draft pick
right,
with a big arm.
Right, but now a big arm, Jacob Eason has a big arm.
Right.
I mean, what does that mean? The guy's been in the NFL now for 3 years and has a sub 60% completion rate. I just think it's a super duper long shot that Drew Locke becomes that guy. And I'm not saying that Baker Mayfield's going to be a star. My problem with Baker Mayfield is not Dick having him on the Seahawks roster. My problem with Baker Mayfield is giving up what many people were projecting it would take to get him, which is a second round pick, which there's no way I'm doing that. I mean, the Browns came out today and said, yeah, we're not looking for a first round. Well, no kidding, you're not, because nobody's offering that. I mean, I'm not looking for $40 million for my house either, right? I mean, come on, right? So to answer my own question, if the Browns called and said, you know what, you can have him, just get him off the payroll, take him for a seventh rounder, at that point I'd say, fine, bring him over here. And if he ends up stinking and Drew Locke beats him out, maybe Baker's your Matt Flynn and Drew Locke is your Russell Wilson, whatever, then fine. But, yeah, I think it'd be fun as hell, too, to have him here. We're going to break testimonials, 49451. Do we even dare engage in the conversation about trading DK Metcalf? Coming up next on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM.
Coming to you live from the Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is Textimonials.
LOL, semicolon, parentheses.
Take it away, Dave Softy Mahler and Dick Fitton.
The man with two first names, Corey Brack, is in Peoria with the Athletic. He'll join us at 5:30 and talk about everything happening with the M's, who actually open up in 15 days from now against the Twins, dude. Can you believe that? Tomorrow,
I like the
away.
Short spring train.
I do. Well, you know my take on that. I'm totally with you. I mean, this is like Softy's, you know, wet dream. I mean, preseason football is now 3 games. Spring training was like 3 weeks. This is perfect, man, for people that have ADD like me. Just get to the point. Let's go. All right, 49451 testimonials on the Telemark Dude text line. Kevin Schock is in for Jackson Phelps. What do you got there, big fella?
What the heck was that? I'm going to need therapy after that last Petros segment. Or another drink at least.
Go suck the Kraken's tentacle.
Well, you're surprised that you turned on Petros Papadakis and came away scarred mentally? I mean, it kind of... guy's been on the air with us for like 10 years, for crying out loud. I cannot wait to hear what he comes up with on that King's Kraken broadcast on Monday. Out of all the guys I would love to hear call a hockey game, he is number 1A along with Bill Walton on my list.
He's going to know way less than Walton knows about what they're doing, though.
Absolutely. That's a great question. Who knows less about what, Petros or hockey, or Walton about college basketball? Seriously, because he knows basketball, but is he paying attention to anything happening
no,
right now?
No, he doesn't know the players.
Oh, my God. What's next?
If in DK, there is no way I sign with Seattle for any amount of money.
Ooh.
No QB and a coach that will be gone in 2 years guaranteed. Oh. I either become a free agent or make them trade me somewhere good.
I feel sorry for you.
Just dropping the hammer. You know what I think? I think DK Metcalf is going to go where he can get the biggest bag. End of story, period. Call it a day. Don't you?
Well, yeah, but why? I guess I'm confused, because isn't the point to help DK, if this caller, this texter doesn't like Pete Carroll, the fact that Pete Carroll's going to be gone and that will help DK? So
oh, he's saying,
why is he using a coach that he doesn't like being gone in 2 years as a reason for DK to leave?
I think he's saying that because there's unknown at quarterback and potential unknown at head coach, like they could hire, you know, a turd to be their next head coach. Right. Who knows, right? I mean, that... You're asking me to translate.
I think this texter thinks already they have a turd at head coach.
Well, I think that's pretty much
obvious. I'm not sure. I think I might be reading into it.
No, okay. I think he thinks
that he said no QB and a coach that'll be gone.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's saying that DK Metcalf does not, and I'm not saying any of this is true, by the way. I'm just trying to translate testimonials, which good luck with that, by the way.
Like Swahili.
Right, in a cave. Sanskrit. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. He's saying that DK Metcalf does not believe that Pete Carroll is long for the job, and they have no quarterback. He's basically saying that it's a sinking ship. And I don't know if I agree with that or not. What's next?
Trade him to the Jets for our Jamal picks.
Trade who to the... Oh, DK.
DK.
Oh, he's like Kevin Costner in Draft Day.
I want my picks back,
you pancake-eating mother chicken. I want them all back. I want this franchise's future back. Say it with me now. You can have DK. Say it, and you can save football in New York. Nobody, if you have never seen Draft Day, you have no idea what I'm talking about right now.
I have not, and I'm kind of...
What? That's
you have not seen Draft Day?
Wow. You know what? Go sit in the corner. Seriously.
Okay, well, you're
a sports talk radio producer.
Wow.
You're the assistant program director of the year. You're basically in command of this radio station.
My level of respect...
How have you not seen Draft Day?
I got other things going on.
My level of respect for Shockey is way up here, but I gotta tell you, it went down just a notch there.
My
just a notch.
Gosh.
Well, Dick, you're going to love these next texts. A lot of people responded to his takes on Cam, so I threw them all together.
Oh, here we go.
Perfect. Dick is right. Dick is Dick. Dick talks out of his ass so much. Dick is a total moron. Duck is wrong. Dick is right. Dick's wrong. Dick is right. For once. Yes, had a tough time covering. Dick is insane. Cam's cover skills were like my 15-year-old's common sense. Non-existent.
I know how Dick feels.
So I got a text back from Hugh Millen. You want to hear what Hugh thinks?
Yeah.
Okay, this is
Hugh Millen. Wait, let me play the next text.
All right.
Get Hugh Millen on now.
Yeah, here we go.
He will eviscerate Dick for this take on Cam and DK. Cam is the gold freaking standard for SS. He covered Gronk just fine in the fourth quarter in New England. DK can't run routes like Adams. Are you out of your freaking mind?
What's that, Dick?
All right, so I texted Hugh, and I ran this by you before I sent the text, right? I said, would you agree that Cam Chancellor had a hole in his game and it was covering tight ends? Which we both agree is the question, right?
Yeah.
He wrote, he got beat a couple of times, but I would not say it's a hole in his game.
He
was a great, strong safety, and like all players, had some aspect of his game that is his worst. Aaron Donald has a worst aspect. Cam in coverage, one would say, was his worst, but I would not say he was a liability. He was just such an enforcer that his impact was large. Said at the time and still believe it now, Cam was the Super Bowl MVP against Denver.
Yeah!
So Hugh Millen does not
agree
with you.
I don't disagree with anything you said.
He says it's not a hole in his game.
But he said that was his liability.
Right, but that's like saying he was still a 9 out of a 10 when it came to covering tight ends. You made it sound like he was weak at covering tight ends.
Okay.
Did you not sense that?
I said that was his weakness.
I think if you wanted to read into it negatively, I would say he said he was bad.
Right.
But I think there's a nice middle ground here that we're sort of all on.
My question is, if he was a 9 out of 10 in his weakness, then why wasn't he a first-team All-Pro for 8 years?
Maybe because he got lost in the shuffle with Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas and Bobby Wagner. I mean, all of that could have been a factor. Okay. All right, go ahead.
I think I have just figured something out. Softy actually believes all of us spend as much time looking at Twitter as he does.
Yeah.
Newsflash, soft to him.
Yeah.
No one spends the amount of time that you do looking at that mind-numbing crap.
Yeah, you know what?
That's fair.
What do you know?
Well, you don't know dick.
I do live in a world sometimes where my world is encompassed by social media. I will agree with that. I don't get to
talk. What's part of our job?
Well, I don't talk to a lot of people besides people. My wife and
Dick,
fame.
Your mic works better when you're on it.
Okay.
He's like, it's part of our job.
Come on, buddy. Your mic's right there.
I just kind of like got a surprise.
Last one.
All right, last one.
I hate to tell you sparkle farts, but 93.3 isn't any more clear than 950. I actually get more of a staticky sound from 93.39. 50 a.m. is a lot clearer for me in my car.
Sparkle farts.
Keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
You know what I think? First of all, I think that's wrong that the FM signal is better than the AM signal. And number two, I think that guy just sent that text so he could hear Texty say sparkle farts.
I think he did too.
That's the only reason why he said that.
He just wanted to make something up he can say sparkle farts.
All right. Corey Brock will join us at 5:30. Seren Petro will join us at 6 o'clock from Kansas City and talk about Tyreek Hill. Going to Miami, got a lot more to get to, including the Mariners. Is there a trade out there that can make them better tonight? We think there may be. We'll get to it next on Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM.
You sparkle farts.